Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, March 12th, 2019. We have about 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory for winds in effect through this evening and a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect through Wednesday evening. So winds 20 to 34 knots and hazardous seas 10 feet or higher are in the forecast. Overall, in the marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds 20 to 25 knots. Wind waves from the northwest 4 feet at 6 seconds and west swells 15 feet at 17 seconds apart. Showers are in the forecast. And a little bit about, we're going to be talking about salmon today. There have been some information released from the Pacific Fishery Management Council about the opening of something very important and beloved in these parts, and that is the salmon season for fishing. So we'll talk about that in just a minute, what the recreational regulations are right now and the commercial troll salmon rules for this spring. But let's just take a look at some tidal information. We have low tide on ocean beaches generally around 11 a.m., high tide around 6 p.m., and low tide around 11 a.m. But if you're going to the beach, you can get it on your smartphone. You can get an app that will tell you the tides for exactly the spot that you're on. It uses GPS coordinates. And so you don't want to get stranded by rising water. It can be very dangerous. People lose their lives. They lose lots of time being stranded. Sometimes they have to be rescued. Sometimes people even lose vehicles on the beach here. The tidal swing is big, up to 11 feet some days, and so just be careful out there. Conditions on the beach at Seaside, Oregon this morning, northwest swells 15 feet, 17 seconds apart. That matches the forecast. Winds from the northwest 17 knots, and the ocean temperature's up a couple degrees, but still a hypothermic 49 degrees out there. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We've got 3 inbounders. We have 10 in the Astoria anchorages, including off the downtown waterfront in Astoria and the Rice Island anchorage a little bit upriver. And we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Momi Arrow, arriving from China, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She's heading up to Portland to pick up soda ash, and she just passed by. I think she might have just come in a little while ago, but at any rate, she's on her way upriver for the Vancouver anchorage, but she's headed for the Port of Portland. Should be there about 2:30 p.m. The Colorado Highway is arriving from Richmond, headed for Portland. She's a car carrier with Hondas on board. Whenever you see that word highway in the name of a ship, it's probably a car carrier, but you can always tell a car carrier when you look at it because of how big and blocky they are. They are essentially big floating parking garages inside with actually movable hydraulic decks depending on the height of the vehicles they're carrying. So if they're carrying, say, trucks, delivering trucks, they might be further spaced apart. Smaller compact cars may be lower. But these car carriers that come into the Columbia carry between 5,000 and 6,000 cars potentially when they're full. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 a.m., coming into the river, passing Astoria, and probably in Portland by about 4:30 p.m. at the Port of Portland. The Genius Highway is arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver. She's another car carrier with that word highway in her name. If she's going to Vancouver, she's got Subarus on board. So passing Astoria around 4:30 p.m., arriving in Vancouver probably around 10:30. We've got a bunch of ships in the anchorage today. In the Astoria anchorage, the Andrea, the Star Topaz, the Agia Skeppy, the Agios Nicholas, the Madrid Tender, and the Ogna are in the Astoria anchorage. In the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, the Kofco 1, the Aspasia B, the SSI Dignity, and the Pan Star. And in our outbounders, the Bonanza YR is leaving Longview carrying wheat at about 4 a.m., so she might have passed Astoria outbound by about 7:30 this morning. The Global Discovery is leaving Longview with logs on board around 1 p.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound, maybe about 4:30 p.m. The GH Northern Dancer is leaving Longview with soda ash on board around 5:30, so maybe around 11:30 p.m. outbound. Maybe 9 o'clock outbound. The Jumeirah Beach is leaving Vancouver. Copper Concentrate, I think, on board. They're leaving around 6:30 p.m. Could pass Astoria outbound around a little after midnight, early Wednesday morning. Well, let's talk about salmon. The Pacific Fishery Management Council issued some regulations just yesterday, actually, for recreational and commercial salmon fishing this month and next. So here's what they say about the recreational season. The scheduled March and April recreational ocean Chinook salmon openings off Oregon, The season will open as scheduled from Cape Falcon, that's off Manzanita, to Humbug Mountain, that's south to the California border, from March 15th through April 30th, 2019. The bag limit will be 2 salmon, except closed to retention of coho, with a minimum size of 24 inches long for Chinook and a minimum size of 20 inch for steelhead salmon. So they say the recreational ocean fishery typically has very low effort and Chinook catch. Fishery managers and industry representatives have agreed that this opening will not create any difficulty for the remainder of the ocean season. So they're currently developing the seasons for May through April of 2020, and so they'll issue more information as that becomes available. Now, the commercial troll salmon information. The season there, the commercial season from Cape Falcon to Humbug Mountain, will remain closed from March 15th to April 19th and will open for all salmon except coho on April 20th. So the commercial season will start on April 20th for all salmon except coho with a 28-inch minimum length for Chinook salmon. The commercial troll salmon fishery scheduled to open on March 15th will remain closed, they say, for that period. And they say that the closure was needed to help manage impacts on both the Klamath River Fall Chinook in order to provide adequate opportunity as requested from fishery participants throughout the remainder of the fishing season. So a very long-winded way of saying they're protecting the fish stocks. So rivers are very important to salmon. I thought we'd talk a little bit about salmon. Salmon are an anadromous fish, is I believe the expression, which means that they are born in fresh water in rivers, migrate to the sea, and return to fresh water to reproduce or spawn. So the health of river habitat is very important to salmon as ocean habitat. So in general, something you might not have known, young salmon eat insects, invertebrates, and plankton. Adult salmon can eat other fish, squid, eels, and shrimp. So they're pretty broad in what they eat. Unlike all other salmon, the sockeye salmon has a diet that consists almost entirely of plankton. Salmon can be found in both the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans as well as inland lakes like the Great Lakes. So interesting. Salmon are very beloved. They are the Pacific Northwest fish that's really iconic for us here. So everybody's always really interested in when that fishing season is going to open. I'll give you more information as soon as I have it about any other developments in the salmon season for this year. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.